So I'm studying through verse by verse the book of Mark, and what an edifying thing this is. So I'm at the point where Jesus has fed the 5,000 and been reflecting on the numbers and what is the significance of the 200 denarii for the bread for the people, the 5 loaves, the 2 fish, which total 7, the 12 fragments of baskets filled to the fullest, and the 5,000 men. And we also know that Jesus fed 4,000, but in a different part around the Galilee, the pagan Gentile part. And when you realize that Jesus first fed the Jews, the tribes, he's in the northern kingdom. He's feeding people that have traveled around the lake to hear him speak. They followed the boat. They were aggressive. They came after him. They chased after him, and they were Jews of the northern kingdom mostly. And when he fed them, he was the Torah. He was the bread of life. He was the Red Sea crossing. He was the dividing of the sea. He was the defeat of Pharaoh at the bottom of the sea. And there was 12 full baskets left over after everyone ate in their ranks. So Jesus fed the entire group. He was Lord of the entire 5,000 plus their wives and their children. But yet the Sermon on the Mount is crying out to the individual. The parable of the sower is talking about the individual, right? The lady that has been sick for 12 years at the hand of physicians is an individual. Jairus' daughter is an individual, baby, family. Yet when Jesus feeds the 5,000, he is moved with compassion on the multitude. So he's Lord of Israel, the multitude. He's Lord of the 5,000. But we don't know where those individual people are with God today, where they ended up. But he was their Lord, because 12 fragment baskets full represents the 12 tribes. And the 7 baskets left over represent the 7 nations dispossessed by the 12 tribes. And Joshua, Jesus, Yeshua. So Jesus is the Lord of the nations. But at the same time, he's the Lord of the individual. The individual is the light setting on a hill. The one person coming to Christ alone, like that woman, just touching the hem of his garment. She was alone. Jairus, alone. His daughter, alone with Jesus. The disciples separated to a deserted place to be taught by Jesus alone. Every individual matters. We individually matter, but we're part of an international group of saved souls. We're connected to the nations, and we're connected to Israel. Israel first, because that was the first feeding of the 5,000. The Gentile nations second. It's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, but it has 2 clear segments. Israel and the nations. Abraham belongs to God. He married Abraham's seed, made holy covenant with Abraham's seed, gave him Torah, gave him 10 commandments, gave him the law, gave him the priesthood, gave him the temple, gave him the El Shaddai presence, gave him the cloud, gave him the tablets of stone, gave him the rod that budded, the 10 plagues, the Red Sea crossing. That was to a physical nation, Abraham's seed, in due season, coming out of Egypt, the world system. But some Egyptians came and some other nationalities came, but it was for the people of Israel. They were to incorporate the sojourner, the foreigner, the Egyptian. They were to become part of them, just like we become part of Israel when we come into faith in the Yeshua Christ of Judah and Ephraim, the ruler. That's profound. And that's what the Bible teaches. And every church group alive and well today, whatever denominational structure, whatever little new startup you got, we are nothing more, depending on how we view ourselves, a spin-off of the first century church. The closer we get to first century doctrine, the closer we get to Christ and the truth. And first century church people were Jews, mostly. Eventually, the Gentiles got grafted in to the Jewish order. The apostles were Jewish. They thought in Jewish ways. They knew Torah inside and out, especially Paul. So you can't divorce yourself from Israel as a Gentile believer today. If you do, you're an idiot. You're a heretic. Everything comes through Israel to us today. Every blessing to our nation comes from Israel and Jerusalem and the presence of God giving us power to have a nation. All the blessings we receive come through Abraham, the new covenant. It's the fulfillment of the Abrahamic covenant, but there's still a scattered Jewish people coming back to be judged and refined and made right, to see that they did indeed crucify Jesus, their Lord, their Master, their King.